la fête de la Tabaski, communément appelée fête du mouton, approche. À chacun son souci. Mouton pour Maudou, mais robe en tissu bazar riche pour sa femme Sally. Nous allons écouter ce couple. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. Maudou aura un mouton lundi prochain. 2. Maudou préfère les moutons avec de grandes cornes. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces deux questions. 1. Que rappelle Sally à son mari chaque jour? 2. Que pense Maudou des tissus basins? Vous entendrez des phrases au présent ou simple present en anglais. Vous entendrez d'autres phrases au simple present, mais qui auront valeur de futur. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Tabaski is next Monday, Maudou.
I know, Sally. You remind me every day. You remind me so much I can't sleep at night. I know Tabaski is next Monday, but my priority is to prepare a sheep for the festival.
Yes, Maudou, but my priority is my bazin dress. In fact, the tailor is waiting for me.
And the sheep is waiting for me. Inshallah, I will buy a sheep.
Where will you go to find one?
Why is that important?
There are top quality sheep in Rifisk.
Why should I care? A sheep is a sheep.
But a bazin is not always top quality.
Really? Sally, what's the difference?
Many things. But most important is the number of stars. Top quality bazin fabrics have 7 stars.
I am glad sheep don't have stars.
But they have their horns. Top quality sheep have beautiful big horns.
I didn't know that you cooked the horns. Besides, I see no difference in the size of a sheep's horns. Please, Sally, can I go back to sleep now?
I never ask you not to sleep. But tell me, Maudou, how can a husband sleep when his wife doesn't have a sheep or a bazin?
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Sally et Maudou. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Maudou aura un mouton lundi prochain. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Maudou préfère les moutons avec de grandes cornes. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Que rappelle Sally à son mari chaque jour? Sally rappelle chaque jour à son mari que la Tabaski est lundi prochain. 2. Que pense Maudou des cornes de mouton? Maudou pense qu'il n'y a pas de différence. Et vous, pensez-vous comme Sally qu'un bazin est un bazin? Écoutez et retenez ces deux phrases.
My priority is to prepare a sheep for the festival.
My priority is my bazin dress.
Elles expriment des actions au présent ou des généralités. Elles sont au présent et utilisent to be, l'auxiliaire être. Écoutez et retenez maintenant la phrase Tabaski is next Monday. Ce présent exprime par contre une action au futur proche. Nous pouvons sur ce modèle dire Christmas is next December. The exams are next June. Labor Day is next May. Écoutez la traduction en anglais. Mouton. Sheep. Corne. Horns. Étoile. Stars. Nous avons entendu ce couple parler de la fête de la Tabaski et de leurs priorités. Nous avons appris comment conjuguer le présent pour exprimer des actions dans le présent, mais aussi le présent pour exprimer des actions futures. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov.
ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent, c'est-à-dire le verbe « être », avec la contraction. Par exemple, « What is his name ?» Littéralement, « Quel est son nom ?» Comment s'appelle-t-il ? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le « is » et vous entendrez un « s » à sa place, un sifflement. « What's his name ?»
« What's his name ?»
« What's her name ?» pour dire « What is her name ?»« What's her name ?» Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier « he » et « she » et les pronoms possessifs « his » et « her ».« He is from the US. » Il vient des États-Unis. « He » il. « He is from » c'est-à-dire, littéralement, il est des États-Unis, il vient des États-Unis. Contraction du verbe conjugué is, vous n'entendrez que le S. He's from the US. She's from the US. Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent bonjour. Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert. What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy. What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. C'est avec plaisir que je vous retrouve pour cette 16e leçon d'anglais English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va interviewer un jeune musicien dans son appartement. Vous apprendrez à interroger quelqu'un sur l'endroit où il habite et à parler de votre logement. Je vous interrogerai aussi.
English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va interviewer un jeune musicien dans son appartement. Quelques expressions avant de commencer. A musician, un musicien. Violin, the violin, le violon. My home, mon foyer. My home. A big house, une grande maison. A big house. A small apartment, un petit appartement. A small apartment.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. Do you like the violin?
I love the violin.
Would you like some coffee or tea?
No, thanks. I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You're a young musician. How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Do you have a family?
I have a family in Finland. I don't have a family here.
Do you work? Do you have a job?
I'm a musician. I don't work now. I'm a student.
Do you study at the university?
Yes, I do.
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home. Where do you live?
I live in Baltimore.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
This apartment is very small.
I live in a small apartment, too. It's my home.
I live in a big house in Finland, but this is my home here. Excuse me. Hello, Manny. Come in.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Martin Lerner. How are you?
Hi. I'm Manny.
Mr. Lerner is a reporter. Manny is my friend.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks.
Where is your home?
Here.
You live here in this apartment?
No. I don't live in this apartment. I live here in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
My home is very small.
My home is very small, too.
Le mot home, foyer, son chez-soi, signifie l'endroit où vous habitez actuellement, que ce soit une maison, un appartement, ou votre village, la maison de vos parents, ou n'importe quelle habitation. Écoutez encore ces phrases.
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home.
Where do you live?
I live in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
Where do you live?
I live in an apartment.
Essayez de répondre à cette question. Where do you live? Vous pouvez répondre de plusieurs façons. Ou par votre quartier, le nom de votre quartier, votre ville ou votre rue. Where do you live? À vous de répondre. Where do you live? Donnez-moi le nom de votre ville ou le nom de votre village. Et vous commencez par I live in. Au cours de la leçon suivante de English USA, Martin Lerner va rencontrer deux musiciens dans l'appartement de l'un d'entre eux et ils parlent de leur travail, de leurs études et de leur logement. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à demander à quelqu'un où il habite, where do you live, maison, appartement, dortoir ou autre, house, maison, house, apartment, appartement, apartment, dormitory, dortoir. Ça, c'est dans le cas d'un collège ou d'une université. Dormitory. How many rooms? Combien de pièces? How many rooms? My home. Mon logis ou mon chez-soi, ou mon pays d'origine. My home. Your home. Votre maison, ou ta maison, ou votre pays. Your home.
Manny, where do you live in Bloomington?
I live at 526 Hamilton Street.
Do you live in a house?
No, I don't.
Do you live in a dormitory?
No, I don't.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do. It's very small.
How many rooms does it have?
It has one large room and one very small room.
Une façon de demander à quelqu'un où il habite, c'est de poser une question à laquelle il faudra une réponse. Yes, I do. C'est-à-dire oui. Ou no, I do not. Ou plutôt la contraction qui est plus ordinaire. No, I don't. Non. No, I don't. Écoutez bien ces exemples.
Do you live in a house?
No, I don't.
Do you live in a dormitory?
No, I don't.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
Did you live in a house?
Yes, I lived in a house in Finland.
Maintenant, répondez aux questions. Vous allez répondre par l'affirmative, c'est-à-dire « yes, I do », ou le négatif « no, I don't ». Essayez de bien comprendre les questions. « Do you live in a house ?»« Do you live in a dormitory ?»« Do you live in an apartment ?»« Est-ce que vous vivez dans une maison ? » ?»« Est-ce que vous vivez dans un dortoir ?» ?»« Ou est-ce que vous vivez dans un appartement ?» Allez-y.
Do you live in a house?
Vous avez appris à répondre à trois questions. Where do you live? Where are you from? Where is your home? Je vais répondre à ces trois questions et ensuite vous pourrez faire de même à votre tour. Where do you live? I live in Adelphi, Maryland. In the United States. Where are you from? I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. Where is your home? My home is in Adelphi, Maryland. À votre tour maintenant. Where do you live? Where are you from? Where is your home? Vous avez appris, je l'espère, à répondre à la question Where do you live? Where are you from? And where is your home? Exercez-vous avec vos amis ou votre famille jusqu'à notre prochaine leçon. Until then, this is Michelle Joseph. Goodbye and thank you for your time.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph. And I have two guests with me today. On my left.
Hello, my name is Madina.
On my right.
Hello, my name is Eva.
And today we are going to discover how to talk in English. How to talk. Does that sound bizarre for you that we're going to try to learn how to talk or describe how we talk?
No, actually, it's very important because the way you talk is the way you convey all your ideas. So let's talk about how we talk.
Aha! How about you? What do you think of the idea of understanding how we talk?
I think it is important because I don't speak very well English. So how we speak English?
Right. So do you know if a conversation is important, light? Here in America, we call it chit-chat when it's light conversation. And if it's serious conversation, we can call it formal or serious. So we're going to warm up and find out kind of what all of this means. like how she's. Well, maybe we can start by being informal and relaxed. And of course, when we're relaxed, we smile, we laugh. So let's do a bit of chit-chat here right now. Chit-chat is light conversation, easy, not serious. So let's do a bit of chit-chat. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you today?
I'm fine. Did you like the weather this morning?
I did like the weather. It was very sunny and very nice.
Oh, wonderful. How about you, Eva? How was your commute to work? How did you come to work? Was it good weather for you or?
Yes, good weather with the sun.
We had a bit of sun, but it was cold, don't you think?
It was cold, but it's better to have the sun with the cold than the cold with the rain, right?
Ah, yeah. How about your transport? How was it crowded when you traveled today?
I'm lucky, so I had to walk here today, so it was okay. But yes, it was a little bit crowded.
Okay, so you see, chit-chat, we talk about weather, we talk about our commute, nothing serious, but we've got some friends who are going to join us and they're going to participate with us. Wonderful. So where are our friends?
Hello.
Ah, here we are. Hello. Who are you? Qui êtes-vous? Allô?
What is your name?
What is your name, Eva is asking.
Oui. My name is Mr. Eglon.
Okay, so we have one person, his name is Eglon. And I heard another voice. Do you want to ask who that person was?
Hello, what's your name?
Hello. My name is Miss Eglon.
Hello, Eglon. Yeah, we heard you, but I think we heard another voice. Who is with Eglon?
Eglon is a student of IFIS at Goma Town in DRC.
Oh, wonderful. Eglon is talking about who he is. He is a student in DRC. And I believe we have an exaucé from Brazzaville. Exaucé, can you say hello?
Hello.
Hello, exaucé.
And Eva is here too. She wants to say hi to you.
Hello, exaucé. How are you?
I'm fine. What about you?
Wonderful.
We're doing very well. Thank you, exaucé.
Thanks so
yes,
much.
Yes, fine too.
Thank you. Thanks for coming and spending some time with us and chit-chatting with us. How is the weather in Brazzaville, exaucé?
It is raining now.
It's raining. Mm,
it is rainy. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you like the rain, exaucé?
Pardon?
Do you like the rain? Est-ce que tu aimes la pluie ou ça ne te plaît pas?
Un tout petit peu.
Un tout petit peu.
Just a little.
Just a little. That's
just
very...
a little. Just a little.
How about you, exaucé? How's the weather where you are in general? When it's not raining?
Pardon?
When it's not raining, how is the weather?
When it's raining.
When it's not raining.
When it's not raining.
Is it?
How can I say that?
Yes, on the other days. How is it?
Il fait chaud.
Oui. Les journées sont soleil.
Okay, beautiful sunny weather.
Beautiful sun weather.
Okay, so we are going to find out from you, Eglon, some more details in a few minutes, and we'll be back. So
okay.
Stay with us, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Wonderful. So we're going to say hello to Eglon Makassi, and he's going to describe to us what it's like in your town. So tell us where you're from, Eglon.
In my town, it's dark now.
Okay. It's dark. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it's dark.
Do you see stars in the sky?
Yes, I started.
Okay, he's a student. Eva, do you have a question to ask him?
Okay, in a student, but in what school? In college, university?
I study in a university.
And what do you study, Eglon?
I study at Igom, Université de Goma, Igom.
But what subject do you study, Eglon? What do you study
history,
at the University
economy.
Of Goma?
Okay, I study economy.
Economy. Oh, he studies economy. How about you, Exocé?
Yes.
Exocé, hi.
Yes.
You are a student too, or are you a student as well?
I'm a student at Marangwabi University. I studied languages.
Wow, aren't we
Chinese, English, French, and many of them.
That's wonderful.
That's very great. Good.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That is wonderful. Really? All over again? Well, which language do you find the most... Which language do you find more difficult, Exocé?
Pardon?
Which one is more difficult for you? French, English?
Yes.
She French. Finds French what? More difficult.
Oh, I think it's English.
Because you speak French. Why do you think French is more difficult than English?
Because of its grammar.
Yes, it's
grammar.
French grammar is very difficult.
That's true, because there is something that saves us in English. We do not distinguish the gender when we use the adjectives. For example, I can say...
You can say... you can talk about... You know, in French, you have un chat, and then you have...
Une chatte, or...
For example, but in English, it's all going to be a cat.
It's neutral. And so, if we say...
It will be the same thing.
Yes, so if we say Exocé is a good student, we can also say Eglon Makassi is a good student. Both of you have the same adjective. It does not change with the gender. What do you think about that, Eva? That's easier than in French, don't you think?
I don't know.
Well,
Exocé, I have a question for you. You say that French grammar is more difficult, but don't you think that the pronunciation of English is more difficult than the pronunciation of French?
Pronunciation?
Yes. Which language has the most difficult pronunciation when you speak?
It's English, because my phonetic scarf is very difficult.
Okay. And I think that when you learn a language at an older age, it's more difficult because your ear...
Yes.
Your ear has to adjust to the different sounds, the vowels. What do you think, Eva?
It's true.
Well, I think that we're going to find out again. And I think Roger has something prepared for us, and it's going to kind of help us out. Don't you?
Yes.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait.
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Ben, vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct et de pratiquer l'anglais.
Avec
Michel
et Roger. Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Consultez aussi notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Well, we all like each other. All of us bring something good to the table, and we'll find out what that is. So, shall we say bye for now?
Oui.
We'll say bye, and we'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye, Eglon.
Bye, Eglon.
Oui, I like Roger Montou.
Yeah, we do too.
Okay.
All right.